Canto 3, Chapter 20. The Beings Created by Brahma. Shaunaka said, "After the position of the earth was restored by Lord Varaha, O son of Ramaharshana, Sutta, what did Svayambhuva Manu do to show the path to those who would be born? Vidura, the great unalloyed devotee and intimate friend of Lord Krishna, abandoned his elder brother Dhritarashtra because he and his 100 sons went against Krishna. Born of the body of Vyasa and in no way inferior to him in greatness, he with all his heart took shelter of Lord Krishna and followed the souls devoted to him. What was it that this hero of purity, when he visited the holy places, asked Maitreya, the foremost knower of spiritual life, whom he had met at Kushavarta, where he resided? When the two had their conversation, O Sutta, it resulted in the spotless narrations that, like the waters of the Ganges, vanquish all sins when one takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. All good fortune to you. Tell us the stories about his selfless deeds so worthy to be sung. What devotee, appreciative of the devotional mellows one has with him, would have enough of imbibing the nectar of the pastimes of the Lord?" Thus, being questioned by the sages assembled in the Naimisharanya forest, Sutta, who had dedicated his mind to the Lord, then said to them, "Just listen to this." Sutta said, "Vidura, having heard how the Lord had assumed the body of a boar, he on his own power had uplifted the earth from the bottom of the ocean, and, as a good sport, casually had killed Hiranyaksha, was overjoyed and addressed the sage. Vidura said, 'O holy sage, knower of that which is beyond our scope, please tell me what Brahma began with after bringing forth the Prajapatis who created mankind. How did the scholars headed by Maharishi observe the Brahmanical order of Svayambhuva Manu, and how have they developed this world? Did they, created together with their wives, remain they independent, or brought they all of this about in cooperation?'" Maitreya said, "Because of the transcendental Mahavishnu, the ever-vigilant time and difficult-to-fathom divine will, the equilibrium of the three basic qualities of nature got disturbed, because of which the complete of the material elements of the Fortunate One was produced. From the cosmic intelligence of the Mahatattva, by the threefold of the divine ordinance dominated by the quality of passion, the original gross body, the false ego of identification, was evolved in groups of five, beginning with the group of the eater and so on. Those elements, which separately could not bring about the coherence of the material universe, produced in combination with the union of the divine a globe that shone like gold. It was lying in the waters of the causal ocean as an egg in an unconscious state for quite a bit more than 1,000 celestial years before the Lord as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu entered it. From the Lord's navel, the lotus sprouted of 1,000 and more suns with a dazzling splendor, the galaxy. It is the abode of all conditioned souls where the self-born one Lord Brahma, the Creator, found his existence as the first living entity. When the Lord, who sleeps in the causal waters, entered Brahma's heart, he from his standard, his nature and rule, created the universe as he did before. First of all, he from his shadow created the five types of ignorance called Tamisra, forgetfulness, Andatamisra, the illusion of death, Tama, not knowing oneself, Moha, the illusion of being matter, and Mahamoha, mad after matter, craving. Dissatisfied, Brahma threw off this body of ignorance that thereupon, in the form of the darkness of night, which is the source of hunger and thirst, was seized by yakshas, evil spirits, and rakshasas, wild men, demons. Controlled by that hunger and thirst, they ran after him in order to eat him, and said in their affliction, Do not spare him. That disturbed the Godhead, and he told them, Do not eat me, but preserve me, for you Rakshasas and Yakshas are my sons. The demigods, who shine with the glory of enlightenment and were created first, took hold of the effulgent form of the daytime that was created as the vehicle of the divine. The god, from his behind, next gave birth to the godless souls who, fond of sex, approached the creator in lust for copulation. At first, the worshipable lord had to laugh about being followed by the shameless ones of darkness, but he then, terrified and annoyed, hurried to get away. He turned to him whose feet are sought and bestows all boons, the Supreme Lord, who dispels distress and who, in order to show his mercy to his devotees, manifests himself in a suitable form. Protect me, O Supersoul. Following your order, I created those sinful living beings who approach me for having sexual intercourse, O Master. Only you are capable of relieving the people who are afflicted by material miseries. Only you can stop those who do not take shelter of your feet. He who unerringly knows the mind of each soul, upon seeing the distress of Lord Brahma, said to him, Cast off your impure body. Thus being commanded, he cast it off. That body, discarded, assumed the form of a woman and was intoxicating with tinkling ankle bells at its adorable feet, overwhelming eyes and a gold-ornamented shining girdle around the hips that were covered by fine cloth. The breasts were tightly pressed together and raised high. The nose was well-formed, the teeth beautiful, the smile lovely and the look defiant. She hid herself out of shyness. O Vidura, all the godless souls, fancying the braids of her dark hair, were captivated by the woman. Oh, what a beauty! What a grace! Oh, what a budding youth! That she walks with us who are so desirous of her, as if she is free from passion. Indulging in all kinds of speculation about the evening twilight that had assumed the form of a young woman, the wicked-minded souls, fond of her, full of respect, asked her, Who are you? To whom do you belong, O pretty one? Why have you come here, O fair lady? You are tantalizing us, unfortunate souls, with the priceless commodity of your beauty. Whoever you may be, O beautiful girl, by the fortune of seeing you playing with a ball, we onlookers have lost our head. Moving your lotus feet about, O beautiful woman, you bounce that ball with the palm of your hand. The weight of your full-grown breasts must be tiresome for that waist of yours. You look as if you are tired. Please loosen the tie of your hair. The unenlightened souls, thus with their minds clouded, took the twilight of the evening for the wanton form of an alluring woman and seized her. With a smile of deep significance, the worshipful Lord then, by the self-awareness of his own sweetness, created the hosts of celestial musicians and dancing girls, the Gandharvas and Apsaras. The attractive form that factually was the shining moonlight he gave up, and the Gandharvas, headed by Vishvavasu, gladly took possession of it. After Lord Brahma, from the sloth of the self, had created the ghosts and evil spirits, he saw them naked and with disorderly hair, whereupon he closed his eyes. They took possession of the body thrown off by the master of creation that is known as yawning. One sees the living beings with it drooling in their sleep, which is an unclean state that, with the ghosts and evil spirits belonging to it, constitutes the bewilderment of which one speaks as insanity. Recognizing himself as being full of energy, the worshipful Brahma, the master of all beings, from his invisible form, created the hosts of Sadhyas and Pitas, the ones to be propitiated, and the departed souls. They, the Pitas, accepted that body, the source of their existence, and it is by that unseen body that those who are well versed in the rituals offer their oblations to these sadhyas and pitas. The siddhas, the ones of special powers, and the vidyadharas, the knowledgeable spirits, were created by his faculty of remaining hidden from vision. He gave them that wonderful form of himself known as antardhana, of being present but remaining unseen. From admiring himself, seeing his reflection in the water, the master Brahma created the kinaras, the ones of power, and kimpurushas, the monkey-like. They took possession of the form of the shadow he left behind, for reason of which they every daybreak gather with their spouses to glorify his exploits in song. Once fully stretching his body as he lay down, he to his great concern saw that the creation lacked in progress. Thereupon he, out of anger, gave up that body also. O Vidura, from the hairs falling from that crawling body, the snakes came into being, the vicious cobras with big hoods on their necks. When he once felt as if he had accomplished his life's purpose, from his mind finally the Manus, the original fathers of mankind, appeared for promoting the welfare of the world. He gave them the form of his own impassioned, personal body, seeing which those who were created earlier, the demigods, welcomed the Prajapati, the founding father, with the following eulogy. O Creator of the universe, you created everything so very well. All the ritualistic customs you have settled so firmly for us to share in the sacrificial oblations. By being of penance, through worship and by connectedness in yogic discipline, being immersed in the finest absorption, you, the first seer, as the controller of the senses, have evolved the sages, your beloved sons. Each of them, you, the unborn one, have given a part of your body characterized by deep meditation, yogic union, supernatural ability, penance, knowledge, and renunciation.